I just almost can't anymore with the level of the things that are happening right now. Because there's really only one way to look at it, and it's not a good way. And I get that that doesn't really make people want to watch the video, but that's just, I don't know how else to say this, okay? Because here in the United States, we spend almost a fifth of our GDP on healthcare. It is the number one employment sector in this country. We are by far and away spending more on so-called quote-unquote air quotes healthcare than any other place on earth. More for our medicines, more for everything. And yet, in terms of what they now call high-income countries, because apparently using the term first world is now like a slur or something, so we have to say high-income countries, in comparison to other high-income countries that we're supposedly in the same basket with, we have the worst everything. Everything. Go ahead and look up any health outcome, and no matter where you go for your data, you will find the U.S. is on the bottom, no matter where you look. At some point, you have to ask yourself, how can a system really be this broken, or is it functioning as intended? Because there's no world in which it makes sense that we spend nearly a fifth of our GDP on healthcare, and yet we have consistently the worst health outcomes. And I'm talking everything. We have the highest suicide rate. We have the highest rate of maternal deaths. Really bad infant mortality rate in comparison to other high-income nations. Noticeably higher rates of major chronic disease and adverse health conditions. There's actually a report I found here. How has the burden of chronic disease in the U.S. and peer nations changed over time? And this is from last year, but every single one of these charts is astonishingly bad. The obesity rate is twice that of peer nations. There's more hypertension, way higher incidences of diabetes in adults, almost double the rates of asthma here. There's way more chronic kidney disease. There's much higher rates of depressive disorder. There's a 15% higher rate of cancer here than other similar countries. I mean, it's just every single thing. Right? And life expectancy is almost 4 years shorter than comparable countries. And then I found this report on the Commonwealth Fund, Mirror Mirror 2024, Portrait of the Failing U.S. Health System. And they compared 10 countries, the performance of their healthcare systems. And if you go down here, it's like all these other countries are kind of clustered together on this line up by the higher performing. And then here's the U.S. as an outlier down here. It's like down there at the bottom of the trash bin. That's where we are for every single one of these things. You would think, logically, if you were a rational person who tried to make sense out of this in a superficial way, well, then what are we doing to try and make any of that better? Well, the answer would apparently be nothing. That's the answer. We're not doing anything. And in fact, what is happening now is they're just making decisions that will make everything worse. That is what is going on. Because as you may have heard earlier this year, Bayer, which has bought Monsanto, is now the parent company of Monsanto, was proposing to settle a $7.25 billion class action settlement having to do with current and future U.S. lawsuits claiming that its Roundup weed killer with the ingredient glyphosate was causing non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So they agreed, while admitting no liability or wrongdoing, because of course, that's what everyone who pays $7.25 billion is doing. They're admitting they never did anything. That's why they're paying $7.25 billion, is trying to pay off this settlement. At the same time that that happened, we had the Supreme Court come out and limit cancer suits against the Monsanto and against the Roundup. And that comes on the heels of just a few months earlier, at the beginning of the year, the Trump administration putting out an executive order about promoting the national defense by ensuring an adequate supply of glyphosate-based herbicides, which is essentially saying that glyphosate is a national security issue that's critical to defense and the food supply and everything. And now you've got the Supreme Court limiting people's ability to sue Bayer for cancer for the Roundup. And it was just a few days after the Supreme Court made that ruling that the EPA began approving new, never before used on our food, PFAS-based pesticides. So we're talking about forever chemicals. These chemicals are persistent in the environment, and they basically toxify everything. And so instead of looking at the nature of how poorly everyone is doing health-wise in this country and going, maybe there's some reason why this environment is causing people to be so ill all the time. It's like instead they're going, hey, you know, we should put more toxifying chemicals on everything. We need to just put more pesticides. The U.S. already is the second highest pesticide user on Earth already. The difference between us and other countries is that we are putting way more pesticides that have been banned everywhere else on our stuff. That's what we're doing here. And actually, there was a study that came out in 2019 about how we lag behind other agricultural nations in the banning of harmful pesticides. And that includes the European Union, Brazil, and China. And this was in 2019, mind you, so this is now old. There's more now. But in 2019, when this study was published, there were 72 pesticides that were banned or in the process of being phased out in the EU that are still allowed here, 17 in Brazil, and 11 in China that are banned in China or in the process of being phased out in China, allowed here. So there's just all kind of stuff that's allowed to be put on the food here that's not allowed everywhere pretty much else. And some of these things, I mean, one of them, for example, is called chlorpyrifos. I'm probably going to say all these names wrong. They all sound like Dr. Seuss made-up gobbledygook. They really don't even sound like things, half of these. So this one, which is part of a family of nerve agents that were developed during World War II and are potent neurotoxins that have shown in studies can harm the developing brains of children. And in fact, I found this information page on it up at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And if you scroll down in here, it talks about the human health risks. This one is metabolized in the human body to a more toxic and potent acetylcholine inhibitor, which accumulates in the neural junctions and then can cause overstimulation in the nervous system, which can manifest as anything from cramps and muscular weakness to paralysis and even death. It's listed on here as very highly toxic to fish, freshwater invertebrates, birds, and bees. It's moderately toxic to mammals. It bioaccumulates. This is not a good thing, okay? It just isn't, and they know it, and they've known it for a long time. And the EPA finally tried to ban it in 2021, and then due to lawsuits of, I guess, people who are financially invested in this, they got the lawsuit kicked back to the EPA to write a different rule for it, and there's no time setting on that. So in the meantime, it's just being reallowed back on the food, despite the fact that they know all of this. This is well documented. This is decades and decades of scientific documentation right here about what this does in the environment and in the living things that are in it. There are now Parkinson's lawsuits over this one after studies came out showing it may more than double risk of Parkinson's disease. And a University of California study came out earlier this year. Living in areas with sustained exposure, you would have more than 2.5 times the likelihood of developing Parkinson's because of this one pesticide. This one pesticide. That's not counting synergistic interactions with other pesticides, by the way. That's just this one. And Dow is actually in the middle of a Parkinson's lawsuit over it. That particular pesticide has been linked in nearly 300 studies. Okay, so not one, not two, not five, not 100, not 200. Nearly 300 studies have now said that this pesticide is linked to things like multi-organ damage, DNA disruption, and chronic disease, brain, liver, endocrine disruption, genetic damage. I mean, you name it, they've got nearly 300 studies about this one, okay? But like somehow, even though we have something called the Environmental Protection Agency, I'm curious as to what it is they actually are protecting, because it's clearly not the environment or whatever that even means.
You can see it every single day. You just need to get out of that telephone booth where other climate deniers hang out. And open your eyes.
You've now got the Trump administration's EPA. And it wasn't just him, too, by the way. It was also the Biden administration doing this, too. So this is not just a Trump thing. This is not a political thing. Everyone wants to fight with each other about the left side and the right side, la, 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 la. But no, this is all of them. Okay. And what they're doing is they're approving new, never before used on our food, forever chemicals. And right after the Supreme Court limited the American public's ability to sue Monsanto over glyphosate, So on June 30th, the Center for Biological Diversity put out a press release about how they approved something called diflufenican and something else called epirifenicil. See, I told you, these things sound like Dr. Seuss creations. They don't sound like real things. They're now going to be putting both of those on corn and soybeans, which are two of our most genetically modified grown crops in this country. And that last one, that epirifo, whatever, that's also going to be put on the wheat now. So these are forever chemicals. I'm just going to keep saying forever chemicals because that's what this is. It's just more forever chemicals on our food. Then there's a previously EPA-approved forever chemical pesticide called bifenthrin, which got approved for use on additional foods. So they were already putting that one on foods. Now they're going to put it on even more foods, including coffee, kiwis, peas, kale, and broccoli. They also approved for the first time the food use of chloramquat because, well, it's already been on our food. In 2023, the Environmental Working Group did an investigation into dangerous agricultural chemical. Chloramquat was being found on all of the oat-based products. They were able to do lab tests. They were finding it on cereals, granola, and other everyday products. And a study was published in February of 2024 in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology about chloramquat being found in everybody's urine. They found it in 90% of the samples collected in 2023. And that's despite the fact that it was not approved at that time for use on the food. And they noted right off the bat that toxicological studies suggest that exposure to chloramquat can reduce fertility and harm the developing fetus at doses lower than those used by regulatory agencies to set allowable daily intake levels. And so that led to lawsuits about chloramquat and Cheerios. So I guess now since it's already on there and since they've done studies that have shown that it's been found in 9 out of 10 people's urine, 90% of people they tested already had chloramquat in their body. I guess since they've already found that in the studies, they just assumed we should go ahead and approve it since it's already being consumed by people anyways, I guess. According to this study, which is called a pilot study of chloramquat in food and urine in adults in the United States, 2017 to 2023, according to this, regulatory thresholds don't consider the adverse effects of mixtures of chemicals that may impact the reproductive system and have been shown to cause additive synergistic effects at lower doses than for individual chemical exposures. So that's the other thing they're doing is they're putting these things in there and they're only looking at them as if they're in a vacuum by themselves and you're just consuming the one when that's absolutely not what's going on because they're allowing all of these things to be put on our food. So the synergistic effects aren't even being considered, okay? So the chloramquat now is going to be fine for wheat, barley, oats. Center for Food Studies writes that the EPA has approved what it refers to as an endocrine disruptor at ultra-high maximum residue limits that far exceed international norms, including 5 parts per million on wheat and an astronomical 40 parts per million on oats. And they also write that independent animal studies were dismissed out of hand by the EPA, which demonstrate that chloramquat chloride disrupts reproductive hormones and suggests that it impairs the fertility of sperm. Because as we all know, everyone's fertility is doing so great these days that it really shouldn't be a problem to put some more fertility-murdering chemicals all over the food supply. The very next day after approving those chemicals, the EPA came out and also approved something called trifludimoxazin for use on wheat, oats, oranges, apples, and almonds, which is another forever chemical. And this time, the Environmental Health Science Director at the Center for Biological Diversity actually came out and said it looks like they waited to open the floodgates on new pesticide approvals until after the Supreme Court essentially granted immunity to pesticide companies, which takes a special kind of callousness. Because this particular trifludimoxaflacablackajack, this one breaks down into 12 other PFAS chemicals. Because that's the other thing about these things. It's not just the chemical themselves, and I have to repeat that, I feel like, they break down into byproducts that are also really bad. And this particular one, trifludimoxazin, the EPA's own documentation labels this as having, quote, suggestive evidence of carcinogenic potential, end quote. And you can go to regulations.gov and you could download this document on this pesticide. And when you scroll down in here, there's a whole section about hazard characterizations and straight says here that the available database of guideline studies for this pesticide indicates the primary target organs are the thyroid and the liver and that it's a PPO inhibitor. Why do we have an agency that in name is supposed to be protecting the environment, but in action is approving chemicals that will be persistent in toxifying every aspect of that environment, while at the same time writing in their own documentation, have primary target organs in our body. You know, like major ones that we need to live. Why is that even a thing? Why should I even have to ask this question? I mean, you want to feed this to your family? You want to feed this to your kids? You want to say, hey, kids, pull up a chair for dinner time. We're going to be eating something that the EPA actually wrote observations suggestive of neurotoxicity were observed in a subchronic dog study. However, concerns low, kids. Then down here it straight says, straight up in their own words, that in accordance with the EPA's vital guidelines for carcinogenic risk assessment, which happened in 2005, the Cancer Assessment Review Committee classified this particular pesticide as suggestive evidence of carcinogenic potential. Eat up, kids!
Ew.
And oh, by the way, just adding to this, sure this won't shock anyone here, these approvals also came after Kyle Kunkler, who was a former lobbyist for the American Soybean Association, was installed as the Deputy Assistant Administrator for Pesticides in the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. Because when you really want your hen house guarded real, real good, you definitely go put a fox in charge of it, right? When I see something like this and I read names like Kyle Kunkler, I just want to be like, Kyle Kunkler, who hurt you? Who hurt you that you grew up and into an adult and this is what you're doing? This is who you are and this is what you're doing for money. This is you. This is how you live. This is how you live. You do this for money. You do this. That is your existence in this society. It's such a parasitical shit fest of things that are happening. Instead of making anything better, everything that is being done is just some new thing that is so horrific. You can't go out now without seeing flyers being put up for people to try to get a GoFundMe campaign to try and help them pay for treatments for their child's cancer. This is so normalized here at this point that that is how it is. And who doesn't need medical treatments for something these days that they can't afford in this country? Who? Is there anyone? Everybody I know is sick. Everybody I know has health issues. I do. And everybody I know does. I'm assuming the only people who don't are extremely wealthy, because I think that's the only way you can navigate what I call a eugenical food system in this country.
We've been talking a lot about our nation's food supply at True Stream Media and how adulterated it is. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that that topic affects you personally. It really does. And I think this is really interesting. This right here. This is the new trend in food marketing in this country. Now, we're on a road about this water. I don't know if it's ultra purified. I guess I would have to go on the company's website or call the number on the side of the bottle to get a water report. But just look at this packaging about how ultra pure this is. This is the new trend. We are water, pure and simple. It's chlorine-free, BPA-free, MTBE-free, chromium-6-free, fluoride-free, trace pharmaceuticals-free, arsenic-free, BPS-free. Used to be, it was all about science and how science was improving the food, right? Especially after World War II.
Packaged instant potatoes give the housewife a new convenience. This shelf item will save her 23 minutes of cooking time. Other scientists have fixed the glutens in flour so that industry cooks can make your favorite bake and serve product.
But that's the new trend. They have to show you what all isn't in your food.
What are we doing? Because it's not health. This is not health, what is happening here. This is actually just everyone getting sicker and sicker all the time. None of this is getting better, and now they're just going to dump more chemicals on everything. And I'm so sick of being angry about how much everything sucks right now. I really am. I am struggling to think of anyone I know who is not facing health issues or anxiety over being able to take care of themselves because of how expensive everything is. Who isn't upset every time they go to the grocery store trying to think about what is healthy to eat in there? What is actually going to be good for them that's going to provide them energy and make them feel healthy throughout the day and make them be able to face the rest of this reality that we're dealing with right now? Like, I see it all the time. We ran into a man at the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and he was shopping with his little 5-year-old daughter, and she was skipping around the cart, and she was very cute. I think she was about 5. I don't know. Maybe she was 6, something like that. And he had this look on his face of just deep, deep concern. And he had an app, and he was telling us about this app. You can scan the food, and it'll give you a color-coded score on the food. And he was scanning all the food, and he was talking about the scores of this food and how he's trying to buy things that wouldn't make his daughter sick because she has allergies and she has food issues and everything, which is also a lot of, I barely know any kids either that don't have something, that aren't affected by the food in one way or another. Hardly anybody can afford to eat organic in this country. It's very expensive. But anyway, I was so upset by that. I left upset. I was upset the next morning when I woke up. Just the look on his face. Because he can't protect his daughter. He can't protect her. He does not know how to grocery shop for his daughter in a way that she will be healthy at the end of that. That she won't end up with some kind of condition because, oh, by the way, the people that make children's breakfast cereal in this country are being sued because there's pesticides being found in their products that are linked in studies to things like reduced fertility. We shouldn't have to navigate our grocery store like it's a battlefield that we might die on at any moment. That shouldn't be the standard that's been normalized. It's been normalized. Some of these foods have like 95 ingredients and stuff. Like, this is not the way anything should be.
The healthy living aisle, as opposed to all the other aisles.
And then there's all the stuff that's put into the food that's not on that grocery label. All this forever chemical pesticides and all the studies they're linked to with all the horrible things that it does to people. And other countries like the EU and China are banning these things. And our government's like, you know, not only are we not going to ban those things, let's put even more of them on everything. How about that? How about if we just put even more toxic crap on all of everything? How about we just put more persistent chemicals that we literally call them forever because they never, ever go away, ever. We just put that on everything. Let's just put more. Let's just put more and more and more. That's not on the food label. So when you buy the food, that's not on there. What we really should be doing in this country is going back to growing our own foods. But a lot of people do not have those skills anymore or those abilities even. What we really should be doing is going back to having really close relationships with our neighbors and try to figure out how to buy things locally that we know how they were grown. It's just not what's happening. What's happening is our food is becoming increasingly more and more and more toxified with even more and more chemicals, some of which have never been used on food, and they don't even have studies to tell you if they're okay. They don't have long-term health studies. They don't have any data. They don't have anything. And even when they do have data, like I said, it's in a vacuum. So you don't know if there's a synergistic effect or not. And I guess that's why they put RFK Jr. in there so they could do ma-ha-ha. It's a ma-ha-ha. It's not ma-ha, make America healthy again. It's ma-ha-ha because the joke is on us all. Okay? That's what that is. This is shameful and repugnant and disgusting. We have the most disgusting eugenical food system that's ever maybe existed in the history of time. That is what I think. And I'm sorry to just rant at you for 20 minutes about this, but at the end of the day, like, there's no reason for them to stop. It's 20% of the GDP. It's the highest employment sector. There's nothing but financial incentive everywhere to make everything worse. That's how everything in this society is set up too, just by the way, everything. Everything in this society is set up to make everything worse. Like, I don't know how else to talk about this anymore. I actually don't. After 15 years, I don't know what else to say. There's no incentive to stop any of the bad things because they're all financially incentivized. And when I talk like this, people say, well, if you don't like it, leave. A lot of us can't leave, or we probably would. But do you understand how illogical that is to say that? If you have a fish in a fish tank, and the fish is sick because he's swimming around in a tank that's filled with toxic sludge at every last point, and you're feeding the fish food that's also toxified, and the fish is sick, you would be like, hey, fish, what's your problem, fish? You should just get over it. Why don't you just pull up your bootstraps, fish, and get over it? That's not what you would say. You would say, look at this toxified, putridly disgusting environment that's got forever chemicals dumped all over everything. And also we're feeding the fish forever chemicals. Maybe, I don't know, brilliant idea here. That's possibly why the fish is sick. And if we just clean all this stuff up, the fish will get better. But no, that makes too much sense, right? We can't be doing that. At some point, people have to look at what's going on here and realize it's being done on purpose. This is not just everyone's too stupid to know what the effects of dumping more chemicals into these foods are going to do to people. Diflufenican, can break down into a chemical called 2,4-difluoroenolamine monominop. Okay, whatever. It can break down into another chemical, which is fluorinated and has a structure and similar toxicity profile to aniline, which is a component in tobacco smoke, which the EPA has classified as a probable human carcinogen. And epirifenacil, I hate these words, causes liver tumors in animal studies. And this is the world we live in. They tell us the reason they do these animal studies is so that if these animals suffer and die in these horrible ways from these chemicals, then we can at least use that information to inform ourselves so it doesn't happen to us. That's what they tell us to justify doing this to animals. But they're not even doing that either. So why are they even doing this to animals?
Thus, agricultural research in colleges, industry, and government goes forward.
And the EPA has categorized it as, quote, not likely to be carcinogenic at low doses, based solely on the pesticide company's interpretation of their own studies. Yay! Because that's how that works. The company says, yeah, we did our own science, and our science says that our products are great. And we totally don't have a financial motive for telling you that they're great, so you can totally trust us that these are absolutely legit studies, okay? At some point, if you're ignoring 300 studies about what a chemical is going to do, this is not incompetence. Do you understand what I mean when I say that at some point, when you've got 300 health studies, nearly 300 linking a pesticide to potential health outcomes in almost every category you can possibly think of, it is not incompetence when they say, let's put it on your food now. That's not what that is. If this was a horror film, you'd be running out the front door. And these people are running up the steps. So when I say, what are we doing? I mean, it is a legitimate real question that I feel like people need to ask themselves, because this is straight up malicious. I'm going to put some links to these things that I just talked about in the linked comment below, the pinned comment, and go read it for yourself. And then I guess write down for yourself a list of more foods to avoid at the store, because this is insane. We can't just keep toxifying our environment forever and act like it's just going to be okay and not a big deal. This place is going to be so uninhabitable in the future, at least for humans. Maybe that's all that's going to be left is for the robots and the data centers, I guess, because how many more pesticides can they even put on the food? Like, how many more can it even be at this point? I don't know what else to say. I just don't. I'm so disgusted. What a nightmare.